Anxiety Podcast. I'm your host, Mikkel, and today we are doing a client interview with Annie. Hello, what's up, my beautiful friends? How are you guys doing? Did you guys notice it looks a little different around here? We have a new podcast cover and a whole brand new website. Guys, it's so pretty, and there are so many amazing resources on there for you guys. It's now relationshipanxiety.com. Just go to relationshipanxiety.com. There is a free video on how to stop overthinking your relationship. There is a quiz you can take to help you figure out what are the best podcast episodes for you to listen to, as well as you can just search and learn. It'll help you navigate all the different podcasts and different articles and written resources. So I'm so excited about it. So again, relationshipanxiety.com. Go check it out. I am so excited to be able to share it with you guys. And without further ado, we're going to do an interview today with one of my clients. Her name is Annie, and she has such a beautiful story and such amazing insight. And so I'm very excited for you guys to listen and learn from her. So without further ado, here's the interview.
Hello. Welcome to the podcast, Annie.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. Oh, I'll turn off my phone.
Perfect timing.
That was great.
How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. We just always pretend like we don't talk like before we hit record.
I know. We've been talking for like an hour.
Annie and I have been chatting. This is my client Annie, and she has been so gracious in being willing to come on the podcast and just share a little bit about herself and her story and experience with relationship anxiety. So I think people are going to benefit so much from hearing what you have to say. And maybe you could spend a little bit of time just kind of introducing yourself, who you are, and then we can just kind of dive in.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, as Mikkel said, I'm Annie. A little bit about me. Let's see. I love anything outdoors. I'm currently also studying. I'm studying interior design at a college over here in Utah, just in downtown. And I'm loving it. I feel like I finally found kind of my niche, and I'm in a really good place there. And I'm also working for a little interior design firm based out of the Bay Area in California. So,
what? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know. It sounds also kind of like a big deal, but she's kind of starting up her company. And so it's her, and she has hired a few other individuals. So she has been very kind to hire a student who doesn't quite know what she's doing, but, but yeah, it's fun. I get to drop like all her floor plans and help her with just some remodels of the homes over there. So
that is awesome. So cool. That sounds really fun.
It's been a great opportunity for sure.
Okay. So tell everyone a little bit about, we're just going to dive in.
Okay. Let's go.
I'm trying to think where to start. I love if you just kind of maybe like high level, just kind of share like your story, experience with relationship anxiety, like a little bit about your relationship. Just kind of whatever comes up.
Okay. Yeah. So my husband, my now husband, Michael, it's too weird to say. We met long, long time ago. We met actually the first day of junior high. So first period English class, we actually figured this out just a little bit ago. We saw our English teacher and I was like, oh, I still remember like when I had you very first day of seventh grade and you were like such a great blessing. And my husband was like, wait, me too. So we kind of finally put it together. Like that's where we must have met because anyways, from then on, it feels like we've known each other for a long time, but I think I remember, like, I just remember getting to junior high and being like, dang, like there's a lot of cuties in here. So I'm sure he was one of them that I kind of noticed right off the bat. Just super excited for junior high being a little older and all that. Anyways, fast forward a few years, we didn't talk a ton in junior high. I had some chronic illness issues and actually ended up being like homeschooled. They called it home hospital. So it's kind of like where certain teachers come to your house and teach you or your hospital or wherever you're at. And so I honestly wasn't super involved or very present for a lot of junior high. Like, we knew of each other, but not super well. And then it wasn't until high school where we kind of fell into the same friend group. And we had gone on some dates, like, through the years of high school, but ended up dating more seriously, like, you know, one-on-one, like, probably around March, April-ish of our senior year in 2018. And then we dated that entire summer up until he left for to serve a mission for our church for 2 years, and I left for college. So it was going to be another 3 years by the time we even saw each other again. So things kind of just ended there. We kept in touch during his time on his mission. Coming home, I didn't quite know where we were at. I knew he was really excited for things to just pick right back up where they left off. And I began to just be really worried about things, just with all the expectations that I didn't know kind of where he was at and versus where I was at. We were both kind of just super focused and involved in our missions and what we were doing at the time, or school, whatever. So as much as we had talked and things, we hadn't quite said, like, okay, let's, you know, for sure date when we get back, or let's get married on this day. It wasn't anything like that. But I ended up going on a date with him a few weeks later, and it was so fun. I just remember being so, like, peaceful and happy, and just, like, it all kind of hit me, like, I had missed him so much. And I feel like I'm telling this all perfectly. There were definitely some ups and downs through high school. Like, there was a reason we dated at the end of our senior year, and not like he was definitely ready to date sophomore year, beginning of, you know, those 3 years. And I totally just saw him as a friend, you know, didn't feel anything for him. Yeah. Kind of just like, no, like, he annoyed me in some ways. I was just like, no, like,
yeah. I love that you bring that in too, to remind people, like, because I think relationships have, like, so many facets to them, and, like,
yeah,
the beauty and, like, your guys' relationship, and that there was that humanness in the beginning too. Yeah. Right. Cause we hear people tell the story of their relationship and we're like, oh, this sounds so great. Right.
Exactly. Yes, I know. And if I'm coming off that way at all, please know, like, it was not by any means perfect or flawless or anything like that. Like, plenty of ups and downs, which we'll get to, but yeah.
Yeah. So you guys were in, you know, you came home from your missions and had great first date, and, like, everything kind of just picked up from there.
Yeah. Yeah. It picked up. It went, again, like, pretty fast. I remember by, like, April, we were super excited. I remember one day, like, sitting on the couch, and he kind of brought up, just, I don't even know what it was. I think we were, like, looking at rings or something came up on my Pinterest, and I, like, showed it to him, like, oh, look how pretty. And we kind of started talking about marriage and getting married. And I was, like, so giddy. Like, I woke up the next morning. I think we went the very next day to go ring shopping, actually. And my mom just, like, knew right away. She's like, you guys talked about, like, getting married, huh? Or, like, you're getting married or something like that. And I was like, no, like, I'm not one to just, like, tell all the details of every, you know, thing in my life. So I definitely, like, kind of kept it hidden for a little while. Anyways, about, like, honestly, so quickly after that, like, a week after, I just began feeling so, so anxious about everything and so nervous. And it wasn't even like I could pin down specific things. Like, I went from feeling completely, yes, 1000%, like, on this high of just total excitement, like, couldn't come soon enough, to just, like, doubting everything and being like, should we break up? Like, just complete extremes. And that was the beginning of a completely, like, wild summer and year from there.
Yeah. So tell, if you don't mind, like, telling everyone a little bit kind of about what happened in the summer and sort of, like, where you noticed, like, anxiety, like, really kind of hit you, and, like, how it was showing up for you and affecting, like, your day to day and your relationship.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's kind of hard to even, like, I don't even know, like, where this thing came from. I just remember it felt so real when I was in those moments. Like, it was like my entire world was coming crashing down. Like, I didn't have my relationship figured out. I didn't have anything figured out. And it was just, I felt like I was really in a place of confusion. And even more than that, just, like, darkness. Like, being religious and being a part of the, like, LDS faith, I felt like God, kind of abandoned by God. Like, I'm supposed to have this answer. I'm supposed to have peace and clarity, and now I'm having the opposite. So I, you know, is this a sign telling me, like, God's trying to tell me, no, this is like a bad thing I should run away from? Or, but then again, I had so many good experiences where I felt like God was involved. So I, it was just constantly like the back and forth, and it would honestly go like day to day. Like my poor husband, I'll tell you, it'd be like one day, like, yes, let's get married, like propose to me. And then the next it was like, I think we should break up. Like there was no in between. It was just like the two extremes for a few months there. And we actually did, on one of my high notes, agree to get engaged and went through with it. And I remember that night just kind of like I broke down crying to him, just feeling like I didn't know if I was ready. Maybe it was too soon. I didn't know. And he's like, well, you just had said, you know, it's a really hard time for us. And we ended up calling off that engagement. And yeah, and kind of breaking up from there. I thought I was just like, okay, yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to just make it. I felt like I should just make a decision. So I decided, yeah, let's get engaged, and then still didn't feel good. And so then I said, okay, it must mean that we should break up. And so yes. we
have like spoiler at the end of the story, which is like Annie is married to this amazing man.
Yes.
But you know, like it is crazy, like kind of, I think like when you're in this more like solid, grounded place, like looking back on, like it almost kind of, I think, can feel kind of fuzzy a little bit of like, and like you said, like a lot of confusion and the back and forth, right? And heads can be like, I don't, almost like night and day difference, I think. I just wanted to highlight also what you said too. I think it's so interesting is sometimes I think we think, okay, let me just force myself to make a decision. Like, let me force myself to like say yes to this, or force myself to like leave. Right. And you kind of tried both, and how our brains we bring with us. Right. And that anxiety either way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. And I think for him too, it was like extremely obviously hard, like having someone telling you they're unsure about you and not sure, you know, and then having the highs and lows and as well. And I think he was also scared to one, lose me, but also just be stuck in a place for too long and then have it not work out. So I think he too was like kind of ready to either, you know, like, let's do this or move on. Like we were both kind of in a place of like really anxious, like we need to make this decision now, we need to, you know, and so.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, just a lot of pressure. And it wasn't like with him, it wasn't like he was like, well, you marry me or you don't, you know, like he was so patient through the whole thing. So, so good to me. And then, yeah, I don't know if you want me to go into this later, but then when we got back together, that, let's see, a few months later, honestly, it didn't last long. And we had kind of still seen each other for those few months. When we did get back together and started dating, it was very much like, I don't care how this ends up. Like, I just want you in my life and I just want to be with you and spend time with you. And that's how we both felt. And so it was really nice to just not put any pressure on like, how is this going to end? You know, just not thinking about that, but just being very present in the moments that we had together.
Yes. That's like a big shift to go from that, like, I need to hurry and like decide something with my relationship, to like, we're going to be just present in this relationship with each other.
Yeah. Well, that was huge.
What did you notice like emotionally happened for you when you kind of made that shift?
Honestly, I felt free. Like, as weird as it is, I feel like that summer before, I was so worried about making a decision and how my life was going to end, constantly living either like in the future or the past, and extremely like worried about what everyone thought, and just had constant worries in my head. And I think I was trying to avoid like heartache and hurt. Like I was like, oh, what if this doesn't go well? What if I commit to something that's not good? Or what if I'm not good at making decisions? What if I mess up and I do something that I, you know, regret? Or like, I'm not a good enough wife, I'm not a good enough partner, whatever it may be. I was just able to kind of focus on like being present and being okay with all of those worries being there, not trying to just run from them or fix them, you know, not trying to fight or flight it, but just kind of holding it. Like, just, I saw this thing the other day that described like peace as not holding a fist, but also like not pushing something away, not punching something, but not also like grasping at something, like holding on, but just rather having like an open palm. And I feel like that's what I was kind of able to do with that. And with working with you for sure, was just, you taught me to like, I think meeting with you at first, I was like, okay, she's going to tell me like, yes, this is the man for you. Or like, no, like this toxic relationship, like wrong girl. And it was like, neither. You were just like, yeah, yeah. Like that's a real thing to feel, or that's a real thing to go through. But like, what if you don't try to fix it or fight it or hide from it? Like, what if you just try to sit with it? And that was just like so wild to me. Like, I was like, oh, like who has time for that? You know, like, or that's not going to fix anything. Like, that's just going to give me peace right now. But then I'm going to be like twice as anxious tomorrow or in 2 weeks or whatever it may be. But really learning to just sit with it and finding like peace where you are, despite what's happening around you and despite what worries you may have in your mind. Like, that is just so freeing. And it was like a freedom that I had been chasing through all my anxiety. Like, that's exactly, I feel like that's the best way to describe how I was feeling. And the anxiety was just like trapped. And I think my kind of started to like tie that into this relationship or marriage or whatever it is. Like, I literally looked at it as like, no, like that's like prison. Like those are handcuffs. Like, there's no way I'm ever doing that. 'Cause I've only felt this like kind of really scared, really trapped feeling, but it turns out it was just a lot of like internal work that I had to do, and a lot of things that I was thinking or deciding that made me feel extremely trapped, you know?
Yeah. I love hearing you say that, because that was a big thing we spent a lot of time like coaching and talking about, was that like fear of feeling trapped. I know so many people listening relate to that fear of like being trapped. Mm-hmm. And so just like to even know that that's like possible to feel freedom within a relationship is so cool.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'd also even argue that it's like one of the most freeing things I've ever felt.
Yeah.
Like having someone who's there, like who loves you for who you are, like not where you don't feel like you need to change anything, or like, you know, you're just loved and accepted by this other individual, is like the most freeing thing, where it's like, okay, I can be completely myself, or, you know, like I don't need to put so much pressure on me or him. Like, we can just kind of grow together and develop together. Like, we don't need to be anywhere yet. We don't need to be perfect yet. Like, just working through things together in your relationship.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's so true. I think there can be that fear of feeling trapped, but yeah, when you have someone who's supportive and like really encourages you to like be yourself, and they love you even with like the things that you're struggling with, right? And like, it creates that freedom to like be more authentic in who you are, in a way that like maybe without that relationship, I think we can maybe like put on a mask and like try to pretend to be something we're not.
Yeah. No, totally.
So I would love to hear, I have so many thoughts, so many questions I want to ask you. one thing, we kind of started touching base on this before I hit record, but I think people would really benefit from hearing, with your experience of having been engaged and calling it off and then later marrying this man and all the pressure that you put on yourself, right, to kind of have that label on it. And I think people could really benefit from just kind of hearing your thoughts on that pressure and kind of some of the stigma around calling off an engagement and getting together with that person.
Or even breaking up, right? Like, they're like, oh, like you broke up for a reason. Like, I remember a few people told me that, like, you did this for a reason, like, don't go back. Like, I felt kind of guilty for almost going back to him. And it was definitely not something I should ever have felt guilty for. You know, if anything, I feel like it was, I don't know, it was very courageous to kind of, like ignore all those outside pressures and in a way kind of just decide for myself, like what I wanted and what I found to be like my truth.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely was such a hard time. I remember the day after we broke up, I think that's the day I found your podcast, actually. And I didn't know like relationship anxiety was like a titled thing or anything like that. I just literally searched like anxiety in the podcast because I remember being so, so anxious at work.
Yeah.
This was like, mind you, the day after we broke up things off, you know, I'm supposed to be feeling so like free and light and good and no anxiety. And yet it was like, there was definitely that relief in some ways for sure. Like I definitely had where it's like, oh yeah, I did the right thing. Like I don't feel that anxiety anymore, but it eventually does just come back, you know, whether it's later that day or later that month or that year, whatever it may be, you know?
Yes.
But
that breakup is just like a temporary like band-aid that doesn't actually like solve like the hurt underneath.
Totally. Yeah, completely. But yeah, so then I found your podcast and it was so wild. I just remember listening to a few of even like the client interviews and being like, oh my gosh, like I did not think anyone else struggled with this. I felt like talking to people in the past, it was extremely hard because I felt like no one, like I would go to them and be like, did you ever have these doubts? And it was like really scary for them. They'd be like, oh my gosh, no, like you should never feel that in a relationship, or you should never be worried about this in your relationship. Or, you know, there was never like kind of, and occasionally there was like a comforting thing, but it was never, again, I feel like anxiety kind of makes things, your situation's always worse. Or you're never the one, you're like, you can't ever qualify it. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Yes. And I want us to actually even to talk about that a little bit, because that's something we also coached a lot on, was like, and one of the biggest shifts in that I love seeing in you is just how so solid you are in you now, and like what you think and what you choose. And just thinking back to like when we first started working together and that like need to like get that validation from other people, or like think yeah. what other people think. And like, I don't know, I'd love, yeah, if you could just kind of share your thoughts, like kind of that shift you notice within yourself, or even just like any advice you would have for someone that's really struggling with, like, they want that sense of like, this is who I am and what I think, but they're so like dependent on everyone else's opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. That was a huge thing for me. I remember, and honestly still is, you know, it's like a yeah. constant process. Like I'm nowhere near in a just perfectly zen, peaceful place all the time. You know, I definitely still have anxiety.
Even what?
Yeah, no, crazy, right? But yeah, for me, I think something that was huge was just realizing, like, I think you and I worked on a little bit of decision-making. And I feel like I come from a family where it's a little, like, my older sisters and I were definitely, like, known for being a little indecisive. Like we go to a restaurant and it's like, oh well, they're gonna take 5 hours to decide like which burger, you know, like they only serve burgers here, but like they're gonna take 5 hours to decide which one is perfect. And then even when it's like my food would come and it wasn't as good as I was expecting, or I look over and my brother's was better, it was like, oh dang, like I made the wrong choice, you know. Oh
my gosh, I can't tell you how many times I've done that with my family.
It's so bad. I'm like, why did I do that? Like now I feel like, obviously I still have those moments, but I go, and like that's something I have to be very kind of proactive about too, is just like, okay, at this restaurant, like I'm gonna choose, and if I hate it, like that is okay, you know, like I made a choice, like that's a win for today. And I didn't you know, like now I'm sometimes the first one to be like, yeah, I know exactly what I want, and like I'm a lot more happy with my outcome than I was when I would take like 5 hours like deciding on it, you know. And that's just a small way to like explain kind of how it was. But I think definitely working on like decision making and not wanting everyone else's opinion around you, like not waiting for everyone to validate it or give you the go ahead or give it an okay, like you did a great job with that one. Like just being able to be like, I want this, or this feels right, or you know, like it's something you've chosen, and just like that choice is kind of really what matters. Like it doesn't even necessarily matter your specific choice, but what matters is that you made the choice and you like practice that ability to make that choice.
Yes.
A lot yes. of like religion and stuff, but yeah.
I love that. That like ability to make a choice. And I think, yeah, I heard you mention religion. It's like, I definitely, it's one of those things like God's given us that ability to choose and make choices. And I think he wants, I think a lot of times we look at it as like, God's just like constantly testing us and like, oh, are they going to mess up? Are they going to do it wrong? But I think so often, like really what he wants from us is for us to use our best ability to discern and make choices. And he knows that like lots of different outcomes can turn out amazing.
Yeah, totally. I feel like that was a thought I never had even begin to kind of explore before dealing with relationship anxiety. It was always kind of black or white, like good decision, bad decision, nothing in the middle. Like mm-hmm. I either get it right or I get it wrong. And when you're in a place of so much darkness, it was so scary to even step forward. Cause I'm like, I don't know if this is the black or the white. I don't know if this is the good or the bad, you know, like it was so scary. Cause I felt like there was just one right and one wrong answer and that I was doomed to choose the worst and it would like ruin my life for the rest of eternity or just set me off course forever. Yes. I would miss out on so many other good things because I chose wrong, you know?
How do you look at that differently now?
I think I definitely look at it in a light of kind of what you were saying, like we have lots of options and lots of good options, like lots of amazing opportunities here on this earth. And it doesn't really matter which one we choose. It just matters that we act and that we're like, we're brave enough and have courage to kind of just choose and like practice what that is. And that if we mess up, that's okay. It's not like, I feel like that is kind of our purpose here is to mess up, you know, like to fail and then get back up and fail again. And, you know, that's how you learn. That's how you really live, I feel like.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that was so good. And I think that that's kind of a key distinguisher between when we're acting out of faith versus fear. Is fear very much is this like, I can't make mistakes. I can't mess up. I have to get everything right. And we're so rigid in how we approach life and relationships versus when we're actually really operating out of faith is it is like, you know, it's, I'm going to make my best shot at this. And also like, we're going to like mess up in our relationship and it's not going to be perfect. And like, and there's that willingness to fail and make mistakes in our life and our relationship and our choices. And, but it's okay.
Totally okay. Yeah. And I think that's where it helped me a lot was to kind of expect like failure sometimes, you know, like be okay with jumping into something and it have not having it go exactly as planned or not having everything, every little detail perfectly how you envision or how you wanted, you know, but just being like, okay, like what is good here? What is beautiful here? Like, what can I find here? I feel like all of our lives, every single one of us has things come up in our life that isn't perfect and isn't what we expected, let alone wanted to happen.
Right.
But that's just so like uncontrollable.
Yes.
But what we can control is kind of how we choose to step forward and keep going and how we choose to react and like whether we choose to make it let us become a stronger version of ourselves or to let it kind of just keep us stuck in the same place that we were.
And two things that came to mind as you were saying that is like, one is I think when a relationship anxiety comes up, we have that choice, right? Of like, are we gonna, you know, like, cause it really can be very paralyzing, right? Totally. But deciding like, what am I gonna do with this? Am I gonna use this like to stay stuck or can I use this to springboard me into healing and a deeper connection and more authentic version of myself, right?
Totally. And that was the thing. I feel like if I were to have told myself, you know, 2 years ago, last year, even like 6 months ago, I would have never known that this anxiety that I was feeling was going to like, I was going to survive it, let alone it was going to like help me become so much of a better person than I was before. Just so much like I understand things so much differently. And I feel like I have better perspectives on life and relationships, whether it be, you know, romantic or not. And even with like God, especially is what changed. I feel like I got so much closer to him and got to know him for who he really is and not just this kind of idea of who I thought he was.
I love that. One thing I think I'd love to hear about is like your, one of the things we've talked about some is how you've used this experience to like share your story and help others. And I think sometimes when you're in it, like, I know this is something I've talked with some clients about when they're really in it and it's feeling hard. One thing that kind of like gives them hope is the idea of being able to get to a place where they're able to like share their story and use it in a way that like serves and helps those around them. But yeah, if you could share a little bit about that, of how you have used it in a way to like help and serve people around you.
Yeah. Well, I feel like even it's just been such a big benefit for me if I ever have people reach out and say, hey, like, I'm dealing with this. You know, they kind of know me as just like utter chaos. Like, I just kind of a mess sometimes in life, but it also kind of opens up a lot of doors for people to be like, hey, like, I know you dealt with this, or I know you struggle with this, or you had a hard time deciding this, you know? And specifically in relationships, I feel like I've had a great opportunity to kind of see people where they're at and just see like me in them and be like, oh my gosh, like I know exactly how that feels. And I know like exactly how stuck you feel or how dark of a place you're in. And it is so nice to be on the other side. And it's not even like, I feel like they have to go through this great thing. I feel like it's just a perspective that you can almost like attain.
Yeah.
And it just feels really kind of refreshing to be able to share that with them when they are in that dark space. And then it becomes a perspective that they can hold if they want and if they choose to.
I love that. What would you say, like, for you, how your perspective, like, on love and relationships, how has that, like, changed or different now?
Yeah. I was very much so a hopeless romantic. Like, I would always say that when I was younger, my sister and I, like the only books I read were really about relationships. And I kind of honestly had a vision of someone one day kind of just there, like this person who would come and kind of, I wasn't telling myself like he was going to come and fix all my problems, but looking back, that's exactly what I was picturing. Like someone to come and take away all my hard feelings and all those difficult situations, and like when they came into my life, everything would just be like perfect and flawless. And it was just kind of like this life of just like waiting around for that, or just like kind of felt like everything was out of my control, right? It was in this random person's control. Yeah. And when I was in a relationship where I didn't feel like that was exactly what I was experiencing, it was like, oh my gosh, like this kind of my past reality kind of came crashing down. It was like, oh my gosh, like this person isn't going to just like fix me. Like in a lot of ways, they're going to bring up some other hard stuff and like, you know, but it was so, again, so freeing to know that it was like my life and my decisions are in my own hands. Like I can choose what I want to make of my life. Like it's not just some random stranger's like purpose to come and like take control and fix everything and make everything perfect and beautiful. You know, like that's that person is me. That person is you. Like you have that power to make of your life what you want it. And like just having a partner by your side makes it that much more beautiful. But that's not their purpose. And that's not why we go seeking a person. I feel like we're told that a lot, even in society, of just like, you know, I met them and I knew, or I met them and life just became perfect, or whatever it is. You know, I feel like that's a lot of the time the perspective that we have. But I think shifting that perspective into thinking more of what do I have power to control? What can I change? What can I do? Is so freeing and so relieving.
Yeah. And then you can shift your relationship to more of like the perspective of like, you're having a partner, right? Not like not a savior, not someone that's like taking you out of your pain. That's not what your husband's meant for. It's like someone to be with you and support you and love you as the hard stuff comes up and as you have those feelings, right?
Right.
I remember exactly kind of like what you're describing, like where I was like, I didn't consciously think I was looking for someone to take away all the pain, but like as you were describing that, remembering like, I remember my first date with my husband. I was totally anxious. And I think I felt anxiety a lot, but it was definitely very amplified on this date. And I remember like that thought of like, this guy's not it, because you're going to meet some guy and you're going to have this date and it's just going to feel like so magical. It's going to feel so perfect. And like this feeling that you hate is finally going to be gone.
Right. Like they shouldn't, it's like on them for making me feel that.
Right.
Like I felt like I was putting my feelings on him. Like, I don't know why. I feel like we do that, especially just in relationships of just like, okay, if you're feeling this, it's probably your partner's fault. Or if you're experiencing this, it's probably their fault. You know, when it's like, no, like you are two independent people and maybe, you know, like two imperfect people. So you may do something wrong that could make, you know, like can make you sad or whatever it may be. But ultimately, like those feelings are yours to own. And yeah. And I think too, when you were talking, I was just thinking about how much I had another change was just kind of, I thought relationships just come and they're perfect. And like, they find you and pull you out of your life when it's really like you don't even find a relationship. You create it and you create the beauty and the perfect or whatever you're aiming for, you know, like you create that relationship and it's going to be imperfect, but it's going to be like even more beautiful that way.
So well said. And one of the terms I think about a lot when we're involving God in our decision-making is, rather than, again, we kind of, I think, especially if you're spiritual, that like we marry this idea of, okay, there's this guy that's going to come in and save the day. And it's this person that God has planted here on this earth for me. Right. And it's like these two ideas that we kind of can learn in religion and romance just kind of come together. Right. And can create this perfect anxious storm for us. Right. Yeah. But that rather than it being this predestined person to be with us and save us from our pain, is that like exactly what you're saying of like, we're creating that relationship and that it's something we can co-create with our partner and with God.
Yeah.
Rather than this thing that God just like gives us, is like, we get to like create it actively together.
Yeah. I love that. I feel like that was something so huge that I've learned just this past year and everything, even in school and design and learning to like create that way. But I feel like, yeah, our purpose here isn't to just be handed things or to like be given things perfect, but rather to be given like imperfect things that we can work on to make beautiful. And I think that was totally like what you're explaining. That was totally my view of just like, there's someone out there that God has planned, like the idea of soulmates. Yeah. I totally believed in that. I totally was like, there is one person and one person only. And like, if I don't find him, like, it's my bad. Like, I screwed something up along the way. I don't know what. I've been trying so hard, you know. But rather kind of seeing like God, in a way, like as hard as this was to hear from me, it was kind of like God like doesn't care. Like he cares, I guess he does, but just he cared about what I didn't realize he cared about, like rather than caring about like, oh, if you choose him versus him, you know, I'm going to bless you a little more if you choose this guy versus that guy, you know, or you're going to be a little happier this guy, you know. It was more so just like, I've given what the gift he has given us is the gift of just being here and having that power to choose, right? Like that agency, like he wants to see us exercise that. And if we're failing, if we're trying our best and we mess up, like, so what? Like you are using that gift that he's given you and you're using it to like the fullest you can, you know, like making those choices yours, like owning that choice. And then whether it's good or bad, making something beautiful become of it.
Because once you own it, that's when you can start like really showing up in the relationship and like making something beautiful out of it. Right.
Totally. Yeah. And I think for me too, it was very much like I had experienced it a little bit before where I had that same experience of like, why isn't God telling me what to do? Right. Like in going to college, I remember sitting down and writing like a pros and cons list for each university. And it was like so obvious which one would be better or what, you know, but at the same time, my brother also said like, if you see one is better and you can't decide, it must be that your heart is in the other one. But it was really just like, I didn't know. I just wanted to like, I wanted God to just tell me what to do. Like, I felt like I almost didn't have much like
self-trust.
Yeah. I didn't have self-trust. I wanted someone else to tell me what to do. And that's why I was going to, even back then deciding on college, like my parents, my siblings, my friends, like, what do you think I should do? And yeah. I felt like the answer was just kind of out there for me to find, but I was picking through everything and asking everyone and I couldn't find it. And eventually I did decide, and I feel like I learned a little bit through that experience. I went to a college up north and ended up like moving away, and it was hard at the beginning. I did have times of feeling kind of alone or struggling with different things, but I learned that it is what you make it. Like, it really doesn't matter what you choose. Like, I'm in this experience and I'm going to make it the best that I can. I'm going to get the most out of it. And I ended up loving it. Like, I loved my experience there. I loved that college. I loved everything about it. And then again, like, I felt that same thing going into marriage. Like, I was just asking everyone and trying to receive this like revelation from God. Like, I felt like that answer was out there, but I just couldn't find it. Like, or it was right in front of my eyes and I was just like so dumb or blind. Like, I couldn't see it. You know, like, it definitely came from a place of a lot of lack of self-trust and like lack of just kind of self-confidence, you know, to make a good decision and like make something beautiful out of it afterwards.
Yeah. It's like, I did the exact same thing with college, by the way. Exact same thing.
I think it'd be a good decide, but it just makes things kind of worse. Not
I
really.
I think everyone listening, I feel like there's people that probably done that too.
Yeah.
But yeah, the idea of like an answer is out there or like somewhere within us. If we just do enough soul searching, like, it's just going to appear and we're just going to know and we're going to find it, like this intuition thing, or this God thing, or someone else will tell us, versus like shifting from it being an object that we find to like an action that you're taking.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not a thing you find. It's something you just do. Right. Like, I'm deciding this thing. I'm choosing this thing. I'm making the most of it. Right.
Right. Or something you create too. Right. Like, rather than an object that you just like search around and like pick up, it's something that you actually like with your own power and your own choices, like create, you know? Yeah. And it's not going to look like everyone else's, and it's not going to look like what you envisioned, you know, but as you keep working at it and as you keep, I don't know, like dedicating yourself and being all into that thing, it's going to turn out beautiful and you don't need to like worry so much about what the end thing is going to be. You just kind of enjoy the process and like be grateful that you can create something beautiful, you know? Yeah.
And I think part of the, like, what makes our relationships and like who you are beautiful is the flaws, right?
Totally.
Imperfection.
Yeah.
What do you think, like, the past, you know, this whole experience you've had through engagement, marriage, like getting coached, what would you say is like one of the biggest shifts or changes that you see within you or your relationship?
Yeah. I feel like just kind of what we finished talking about is I feel a lot more confident in myself and my ability to make decisions and kind of to, in a small way, kind of pull myself apart from other people, like not to where I don't feel connected to them or like love towards them or anything like that, but kind of pull myself away and realize that like I'm independent of them and my choices are like mine, and it doesn't matter what everyone else thinks. It doesn't matter what everyone else thinks you should do, or you know, who they think of you as, or who they think of you ending up with, you know, like who they picture for you or any of that. But what matters is just what I think and what I want. And honestly, a lot of that process came with me kind of trying to figure out, like, I felt like a lot of my life I had just gone to other people for everything, you know, like, what should I do in high school? Okay, I'll do what you did, or okay, I'll do this. Like, yeah, that sounds like a good thing. But it was like, I kind of had to refine myself a little bit of just like, who am I? Like, what do I want? What do I value? And then go from there of just, even if you aren't sure, you know, like taking steps forward. And that is kind of how you do find yourself.
Yeah. What would you say, like, biggest, like, if you were to give one piece of advice to someone that is like in that place of like, they're just really spinning out, like feeling very anxious or just like, you know, can't stop like overthinking and analyzing the relationship, like, what would you offer them?
Honestly, I would offer them just compassion, like, and empathy. Like, you are not alone. You're not alone in this. And so many people experience it. Like, I have, you have so many people on this podcast, but also so many people who you don't even know have experienced the same thing. I feel like we all, to a degree, experience anxiety in some form or other, and especially in relationships, honestly. I feel like I've even been able to pick up on little things where even people might not realize that they are acting out anxiously or have a little bit of anxiety in their relationships, but they totally do. You know, it's totally something real to feel. Like, I feel like everyone feels it in some form or another, and it's like okay to feel. I think that was the biggest thing you showed me, was you don't need to run from it. You don't need to hide from it, but what you can do is turn it into something great. You know, like, just kind of use that same energy and all that focus that's on that anxiety for something different and for something better, but not like trying to just brush it under the rug or forget that it's there or fight it off, you know, but just kind of accept that it's there and accept that it's a part of you. And like, even that part is really beautiful and good.
We love that. And I think as you lean into that, like acknowledging it and like, can you use that energy in a way that serves you? That's like kind of when the magic starts to happen and you get to start like creating what you want, right? Because like, we have like so much creativity and so much like analyzing power, right? And a lot of times when fear is there, we're using it in a way that's like kind of destructive for us, but that it really can be channeled into something that like really works for your benefit and your relationship.
Totally. And I think for me, as much as I felt out of control in that, like I was trying to not feel those things. I was trying so hard to not have any sort of anxiety in that aspect. Like, the harder I tried, the more it would just show up. And the harder I tried to gain control, the more like I felt completely out of control. And I remember doing like an exercise with you where you were like, I just want you to sit with this for like however much time each day, right? Like intentionally feel that. And that was like, so even though that's like all I felt all day, every day, like the idea of kind of intentionally choosing to feel that was so scary for me, but it ended up being something that was so powerful and really surprised me about kind of just in how well it was able to work for me and how well I was able to then realize like, okay, yeah, like this isn't that big of a deal, or like this anxiety can kind of be something good for me, which obviously came from more work and, you know, experience that way. But I remember that helped me a lot.
I love that. Any last things that you'd share with our listeners?
I think just, to reiterate, like, you're not alone and you can get through this. And not only are you going to survive, but you're going to thrive in it.
All right. Thanks so much for tuning in today, you guys. You have a beautiful weekend, and we'll talk next week. Bye.